very good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Sunday, June the 28th, 2015. You're listening to Studio 7 Live from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us this Sunday evening live from Washington. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Amongst our top stories this evening, Zimbabwean women in the diaspora converge in Cincinnati, Ohio this Thursday for their fourth annual interdenominational conference. And the Gays and Lesbians Association of Zimbabwe, GALS, welcomes the landmark ruling allowing gay marriages in all states in the United States, passed last week.
I'm Chester Samba with the Gays and Lesbians of Zimbabwe here in Zimbabwe. And I think, personally, I'm overjoyed by the ruling that the Supreme Court of the United States has made. As the Gays and Lesbians of Zimbabwe, I think we're also welcoming that ruling.
The Combined Harare Residents Trust has castigated the government for failing to engage associations that represent residents at a water resources and infrastructure investment meeting held in Harare last week.
A water investment conference, but unfortunately, as residents, we didn't get an opportunity to participate and make some presentations as to.
And as usual, we have the Youth Forum from Tatenda Gumbo. Zimbabwean women in the diaspora converge in Cincinnati, Ohio this Thursday for their fourth annual interdenominational conference. The conference will also be attended by women from Zimbabwe and other countries. The Secretary General of Women of Dominion, Pastor Rebecca Mukai, tells us more.
The conference is starting on the 2nd of July up to the 5th of July. This is our fourth annual conference, and it is going to be held in Cincinnati, Ohio, in the United States of America. And the theme of our conference is Ebenezer, 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 12. Ebenezer, meaning that thus far the Lord has helped us. This theme is not only talking about individual lives, but the challenges we have had as Zimbabweans. And we are in this diaspora today, and we are saying we are still Zimbabweans, proud of who we are, and knowing very well why we are in this diaspora, and knowing very well that we are still here to rebuild the kingdom of God and to rebuild our nation, Zimbabwe.
How important is it for women, especially those in the diaspora, to be going to such conferences where they meet with other Zimbabweans coming from all different walks of life in this Christian journey?
It is our mission as Women of Dominion to spiritually and socially empower and equip women of Zimbabwe. Our goal is to be fruitful and multiply, to take our dominion and fill the earth and subdue it. As we go back to the book of Genesis 1, verse 26, when God created man in his own image, and it is our belief as women of dominion that God says, I have created man and given man dominion over the fish, over the anything that creeps on the face of the earth, and over the earth itself. And God created woman, and a woman is a body. But the spirit man is the man that was given dominion. And we are exercising this dominion as women, believing and knowing very well that men lost dominion. And Jesus came to give us dominion back. And we are taking this dominion. And we are taking rulership, leadership, authority, power, and being able to do what God wants us to do, like it is in heaven, that it should be on this earth.
That was the Secretary General of Women of Dominion, Pastor Rebecca Mukai, in Minnesota in the United States. The Gays and Lesbian Association of Zimbabwe, GALS, welcomes the landmark ruling allowing gay marriages in all states in the United States passed last week. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled that same-sex marriage is now legal nationwide in a landmark decision The court ruled 5-4 Friday that the Constitution requires same-sex couple to be allowed to marry in all its 50 states. Chester Samba of the Gays and Lesbian Association of Zimbabwe tells us more.
I'm Chester Samba. I'm with the Gays and Lesbians of Zimbabwe here in Zimbabwe. And I think, personally, I'm overjoyed by the ruling that the Supreme Court of the United States has made. As the Gays and Lesbians of Zimbabwe, I think we're also welcoming that ruling that ensures that the rights accorded to heterosexual couples can be also advanced to same-sex couples in the United States, and that of ensuring equal marriage and equal benefits to everyone.
How have others within your community also received this ruling?
Well, I think what I see, like just looking at our social sites, people are celebrating that ruling in the United States, obviously cautiously, because Africa had already gone forward, and especially Zimbabwe, in terms of the constitution-making process, this issue around trying to guard against ensuring rights for same-sex couples. So this discussion had already started in Zimbabwe. So we are going to see definitely probably the rhetoric increasing now that this ruling has been made. So we are celebrating cautiously.
That was Chester Samba of the Gays and Lesbian Association of Zimbabwe. The combined Harare Residents Trust has castigated the government for failing to engage associations that represent residents at a water, resources and infrastructure investment meeting held in Harare last week. Simbarashi Moyo of CRA speaks to Jonga Kandemiri on the issue.
As residents, yes, we actually told that, yes, there was a very big event in the capital city of the country, a very big event in Harare, a water investment conference. But unfortunately, as residents, we didn't get an opportunity to participate and make some presentations as to how we think the water situation must actually be resolved. So it's a big letdown on the part of those who organized this very big event that they did not invite us. But we later on got information that those who participated in the event failed to participate in the event. So as residents, surely we don't expect to pay to participate in such events. At the end of the day, you can actually take that event as just one of those elite gatherings where people with money sit and discuss our problems whilst we are not there, and come up with solutions whilst we are not there, come up with recommendations whilst we are not there.
Who convened this meeting?
From the information that we gathered as residents, we understand that this big meeting was convened by the government. The government of Zimbabwe convened this the big conference, and I'm sure the Ministry of Water played a very big role in the convening of this conference.
As residents, what are you going to do about it?
As residents, we are currently planning to have our own residents' convention where we are going to invite representatives from the government, we are going to invite representatives from the local authorities, from the city of Harare, and all these local boards, the municipality of Chitunguiza, the local boards from airports and other areas within the confines of the metropolitan province of Harare to discuss the state of service delivery within the metropolitan province of Harare. And we expect actually to come up with a clear way forward, a clear program of action that we are going to abide by together in trying to attain these challenges that we are facing as residents within the metropolitan province of Harare.
That was Simbarashe Moyo of CRA speaking to Jonga Kandemiri.
Direct from Washington, the voice of America, VOA.
And now we go to a warning by the Diabetic Association, which is calling on people to go for diabetes test to ensure that they get early treatment for the disease.
Hello, listeners. I'm Dr. J.C. Mangwiro, the president of the Zimbabwe Diabetic Association. If you suspect you have got diabetes, you should go and have a check at your local clinic or any doctor, or visit us at the Zimbabwe Diabetic Association offices, number 10 Lawson Avenue in Harare, Milton Park. it's very important to stay free of diabetes, because diabetes can be controlled. Diabetes can harm you. Diabetes can be controlled. Diabetes can maim you.
How does diabetes present itself? What symptoms can people look out for?
Diabetes is a disease that normally presents with people drinking lots of water and going to the toilet frequently, passing large amounts of urine, especially at night, what we call nocturia. These people can also present with very dry mouth because of thirst, because of the diabetes. If it's young people who are below 30, they can present with massive loss of weight, and yet they eat voraciously, and they still do not gain weight. This can also happen to other elderly people. This will be a different type of diabetes called LADA. The one I described at first for the young ones who are below 30 is called type 1 diabetes. Then these people can also have abscesses or wounds that do not heal easily. They can also have problems with their eyes. Their sight might be disturbed. And also these people can present with even a stroke. Any organ of the body can be affected with diabetes. And then there is the type 2, where people present with obesity. They are much overweight than is expected, and they may present with all the other symptoms I've just mentioned. Please, let's all get checked for our diabetes. Thank you.
That there was some health information from the Diabetes Association of Zimbabwe. Coming up, the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo.
You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues today. I'm gladly joined by Calvin Mutize, one of the 30 Zimbabweans here for the Mandela Washington Fellowship. He is stationed at Arizona State University in the state of Phoenix, Arizona. Calvin, how are you? And thanks for joining me on the program.
I am very well. Getting used to the heat, adjusting slowly, but we are catching up.
Indeed, indeed. And of course, official welcome to the U.S. And as you're saying, you guys hit the ground running. How has it been since you arrived?
Well, I think so far it's been good. There's a lot of work coming around and a lot of projects that like our university is getting us involved in. But it's really amazing just to see and to be a part of what, you know, what's happening here. There's so much stuff that's happening within even us, just connecting with other fellows from other countries and just getting to know them.
And you are with another Zimbabwean, Sizwile, who is representing Zimbabwe. But then you also have a wonderful group of young African leaders coming from different areas. Can you tell us who is in your group in Phoenix? And
from Southern Africa, we actually four. We have Onesimus from Namibia, and then we also have Sinazo, Kakamba, Didiza from South Africa. I had to do that. And then we also have guys from West Africa, Mauritania, Nigeria, the Gambia. We also have got guys from Sierra Leone. We also have Kenya as well. We have about 20 nations represented at our university.
And, you know, how has it been connecting with them, getting to know what they're doing in their respective country?
It's amazing, you know, when you listen to other people's stories and you hear the stuff that they struggle with, but you hear also the outcomes and the impact of the programs that they are working under and that they are doing. It's just amazing just to hear stories from, you know, from education, from, you know, from malaria point of view. One of our fellows is actually up for an award in malaria. So that's some of the things that we are seeing, that there's so many people who are doing work in Africa, and we might not get to see them in mainstream media or online or offline or in the newspapers, but there are people who are out there who are doing so much work, not just in our urban areas, but also even in our rural communities. And just getting to sit down with most of them, I think we are fed on most of the times, and just listen to each other's stories, get to realize that there's so much stuff that is already happening on the ground. There's so many resources being poured into Africa in terms of social support. And I think one of the things that we have seen this week is that at the end of the day, the greatest resource that Africa has are people. And the way forward for Africa is to invest into the people who are from Africa. And they are the ones who find solutions to all the challenges and the things we're going through.
Amazing point there, Calvin, you know, talking about the investment in young Africans or just Africans in general, making sure that we are equipped to, move our countries forward. And you and a few other Zimbabweans have created what you're calling it the Yali Creatives. And you guys are posting videos. You guys are keeping us very, very part of your journey.
So Yali Creatives is a group of fellows who are either who went last year and who are already on the program this year. These are the fellows. These are people in the arts, media, and entertainment industry. These are people who are in the creative space. So we're on the group. We've got, it was started in Zimbabwe by the four guys, myself, Munyerazi Dodo, Blogo, Napoleon Yani, DJ Napster, and then Tino Makoni. He's an animator. But then with time, then there are a lot of people who have jumped in from Zambia as well. So we have Jesse Patience, we have Chola, we have Lulu from last year's fellow, and we've got B-Flo Brian. He's an amazing rapper. And so all of us, we are in different spaces. We also have got Senegal, we've also got Ivory Coast. We also have Angola as well on the group. So Ayali Creatives is just a group of creative people in the creative space, from not just from animators to writers to bloggers, but also to just people who do design and media personalities. But the whole reason behind Yali Creatives was to bring together people who are in the same frame to do crazy things. And so, yes, we have been doing a couple of videos around, but it's been most using our experiences. All these videos are going to come up, and we're going to have a documentary at the end of the fellowship. So you can catch us on Yali Creatives on Twitter. Find us at Yali Creatives. You find us on our website at YaliCreatives.com. You can follow us on Instagram. Just use the hashtag Yali Creatives. You can follow us on Facebook as well. We've got a Facebook page where all the videos that we are having are being posted on. Just follow us, Yali Creatives, and you find us.
Calvin, thank you so much for joining me on the Youth Forum, and I hope that everyone gets a chance to check you guys out in action.
Thank you very much, Atenda. We hope to, you know, to connect up more with everyone.
That was Calvin Mutize, Mandela Washington Fellow, joining me on the line in Phoenix, Arizona. This is Tatenda Gumbo, and make sure, as usual, you join me next week.
This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Shandiswa nembepo tatosiya kusango ndedziko daitona semuneruvengo kumunga hakuna ipwanda zopfeko nekuda kwangu makabuda misotsi dai makafa nditori nengozi ndipei masaga kana 50 ndipeke kutanda botso ndichene kabotsi.
That there was some great music from Toki Vibes. And now to recap on today's top stories. Zimbabwean women in the diaspora converge in Cincinnati, Ohio, this Thursday for their fourth annual interdenominational conference. The conference will also be attended by women from Zimbabwe and other countries. And the Gays and Lesbian Association of Zimbabwe welcomes the landmark ruling allowing gay marriages in all states in the United States of America passed last week. That's the news in English from Studio 7 this Sunday evening, June the 28th, 2015. Stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington. Wishing you a pleasant evening, a very good night, and a great week ahead.